I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If two people talking, who listening? 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 Now, listen, on my dead grandma, I'm going to add you back because there's two people talking, who listening?
Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen, we are back in the cast, I guess. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Pop Sculpture Podcast. Man, I haven't done this in fucking forever, so yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what episode, if this is going to be titled or if this is going to be 158 or whatever, but thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm back in the cast for a little bit. I have a special guest with me here at the Merchant Studios. And my guest today is Marianne Ga.
Do you have to say my full name?
I do. How else are they going to know you?
How are they? What if I say some shit and then they dox me?
Oh my god. Nobody's going to dox you.
And they find me on the internet.
Nobody's going to dox you. I don't even have that many listeners for them to want to dox you. So
okay.
You'll be fine. As long as you don't take a piss in this room. And start dropping N-bombs, you'll be good.
Chill.
You'll be fine. But yeah, Marianne, what's up?
Not too much. I'm super...
Yeah, she's so nervous.
I'm so shy now.
She's never done a podcast before, so...
She's
super nervous about recording this right now.
I don't even know why I'm nervous. Like, I feel like it's just a conversation, but like... Yeah. Now it's like gonna be on the internet. But I feel like you're probably gonna like edit out a lot of stuff.
Not a lot. I'm gonna keep all this in for
sure.
This beginning's gonna roll right through.
This beginning is so awkward.
Oh man. It's only awkward because you're making it awkward. But...
Well yeah, because I feel awkward.
Don't, it's just a regular podcast. We're just chatting, we're just chilling, zen. Exactly. Follow Tiffany's suggestions. Just be very, very zen. But I guess, yeah, to start the podcast, we should probably introduce ourselves and, like, how we know each other. So me and Marianne actually went to elementary school since SK, right? I came in SK.
Yeah.
Did you go in JK or no?
No, I came in kindergarten.
Okay. So, yeah. We both started in SK. I almost went all the way till graduation. But my family moved in the last year before I got to graduate. So I went to a different school afterwards. But then your family also moved and followed and came to Durham Region as well, too.
I didn't, like, follow your family.
That was just for podcasting purposes. But you did end up coming to Durham Region, though.
Yeah.
And then your sisters came to my school.
Yeah, that's true.
But you didn't come to my school.
No.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I went to...
Alyssa also went to your high school.
Yeah, high school.
She told me today that... what people call is all skanks.
That is true. Because, okay, so the reason why we even got that title of all skanks is because a lot of girls would wear their skirts super low. Like, or very high. Very high. So you could see, like, up the
skirt. Yeah, but I feel like that's, like, every, like, Catholic school.
Yeah, but, like, it rolls off the tongue calling it all skanks. All skanks. And also, okay. Also in Durham region,
okay,
we had one of the highest pregnancy rates for high schools.
Wait, like, your school specifically?
Yeah, my school specifically. Yeah.
Didn't know that.
So that was probably also another reason why they got all skanks. But only for Catholic. I don't know about public. I don't know if public schools are worse than ours or not. But for a Catholic school, it's
a bunch of people experience. From your high school listening to this.
Not a bunch. There'll probably be like there'll be a few though. There's one guy who'll probably tune in and oh, yeah. And check this out, and he's from my high school. What up, Matt? But yeah, no. So yeah, that's how we know each other, and then I don't know. We reconnected in university for a little bit. Right? Am I telling the story right? Like, I need the feedback on the story. I don't know, because like, I don't know if I'm telling the story exactly right or not.
Yeah, I guess. Like, I feel like, well, like, all of us, like, from elementary school, like, are still in touch now. But I feel like there was, like...
Most. Like, not all.
Most. Yeah, yeah, true. But I feel like in high school, early university, I didn't hear from most of you. And then now I hear from you guys all the time.
Yeah. And then you came down to university, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, to my university for like a weekend, and made friends with like the hottest girl there.
That's the one thing you remember from that weekend, like.
Because it was a good weekend though, and then that happened. I was like, yeah, oh shit! Yeah. How did she like start talking to her? Like, you don't know how long. Not even just me, but like just men in general.
We're trying to hit her.
I've been trying to like call her, and then she immediately makes friends with you, and I'm like, what? Like. You're telling me this whole time this girl's actually friendly and not, like, like stuck
maybe
up?
Maybe she just wasn't friendly towards you.
No. She was always nice to me. She was never rude to me or anything. It was just more so that she gives off a vibe of she's, like, she carries herself a certain way where it's harder for guys to approach, I guess. That's just the vibe that I get from her.
So you're trying to say she's stuck up?
No, she's not stuck up. She just might give off the vibe that, like, she's high maintenance. There we go. That's the word. No. She gave off that vibe.
I still find it funny after all these years. That's what you remember.
I mean, we had a barbecue. I remember the barbecue. Yeah. That. And I do remember us going out, too. I just...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That one memory just sticks out very vividly, though. So... But, yeah. You came down to Ottawa for a bit. We hung out then. And now we work together.
Yeah, we do.
Because you hooked me up with a job, in a way. Which I appreciate you for. So...
Yeah, dog.
So, yeah. But yeah, before we even get into anything, I guess, I probably should address the elephant in the room. It's a pretty big elephant, too, but... No, not you, Tiffany. No, I'm not speaking directly at you.
That would be super rude.
Oh, man. But yeah, no, the reason why, like, I stopped podcasting for the past, 3 months now, mostly just been, like, creative differences. A lot of people know the actual story, and I guess if you want to know the ins and outs and the full details, you can always hit me up in the DMs or whatever when you catch me next.
You're not going to air all the tea?
No, definitely not. Oh. I'll air some of it for sure, because it's a podcast, but...
Yeah, air your tea.
But not all of it. But, yeah, if you want to look the full details, whenever you see me next,
Let's hear your grievances.
Or a thing. But yeah, no, it just basically came down to...
I feel like you need to make, like, a YouTube video, like, Call Her Daddy style. Be like, the truth... the truth about Pop's Culture Podcast.
That's what you need to God. Do. That would actually be kind of hilarious.
I would die.
But yeah, the reason why I stopped was just... Well, for one, inflation was probably a major factor. Because I was paying... Okay, so the reason... there's costs of paying for what I was doing for podcasting. True. So the platform I was using, it was, like, I have to pay to upload. And then the platform we're using to record as well, too, was not cheap. It was, like, $25 USD a month or whatever. Which is, I mean, isn't obviously crazy. But, like, when you add it to all your other subscriptions and all that other stuff, it starts adding up. And we weren't recording enough in order to justify me continually paying for that cost when we're not even using it that often. So that was one of the major issues, but I guess the biggest thing was that it's just more so like creative differences. We didn't have the same drive in order to do the podcast continually. A lot of episodes that we did happen to miss weren't necessarily due to me not wanting to record. It was not being able to have a consistent schedule going for each and every week.
He's gonna listen to this and be like, I disagree.
Who's gonna say that?
Your
co-host?
Yeah.
How can you disagree? These are facts. Like, they're just like, there was weeks where we just wouldn't record.
Be like, wow, Papa just fucking talking shit about me.
No, internet. But like, I mean, I'm sure people want to know the story. That's why I'm like saying it.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. I'm telling you, air your tea.
There was weeks where just like where we wouldn't record, and it wasn't necessarily because I didn't want to record. It was that something would either come up or there was an excuse to why we couldn't record. And I don't know, you have to be consistent in the podcast game. Like, people are dropping podcasts now 2 times a week sometimes. They're doing video, they're doing a whole bunch of different stuff. So if you want to be able to keep up, like, you have to have a consistent schedule. You have to be in it completely as well too. Like, quality has to be a lot better, which was another issue. My co-host was supposed to come to Toronto as well too, and that's a whole other story because he kind of like fucked someone over for not coming to Toronto, so that was another issue as well. But yeah, there was just a lot of things that were adding up, and there's people who know like the full story and stuff, but basically the reason why I stopped were those three reasons. There just wasn't enough consistency. Money was getting, not tight for me, but it was just like, I didn't want to invest that much more money into it if it wasn't going to be something that was going to be fruitful for me. And then, yeah, three creative differences. Like, we just weren't on the same page in terms of, like, building a brand and building a podcast, promoting a podcast, and doing whatever it takes, so.
How often do you, like, get in trouble for shit you say?
Oh, man, I've only gotten in trouble.
Like, you
said, three times. Like, me and myself, 3 times majorly.
Yeah, because we talked about this before, because of one of the situations, and I was like, well, like, it is your right to tell your side of the story. Like,
yeah.
Or, like, it's your right to talk about your experiences, but some of those experiences, like, obviously happen with other people involved, and, like, mm-hmm. to them, that's a private experience, and then you're making it public.
True.
But, yeah.
Which is fair, which is why I stopped doing that in general, too.
But that's why I'm wondering, like, how often you get in trouble, like, because, like, at some point, like, you have to, like, talk about your stuff, I guess. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's gonna come up.
But that's why I also never mentioned names whenever I did that. It was always...
Yeah, but it's still, like, weird. Like,
I know. For the person who's listening, it's weird. But yeah. For the hundreds of other people who are listening, they don't know who I'm talking about. So, it's just a story. It's just a story.
I listen to your podcast, I'm like, I know what he's talking about.
Yeah, slightly. But it's still more of a story to you, though.
I guess.
Like, it doesn't involve you, so you wouldn't feel a certain way about it. I guess, yeah. I understand, though, the people who listen. But that's another thing about podcasting, too, is there's so many episodes where people don't listen, and then the one episode where I do mention something about them, that's the one episode they end up tuning into, and it's like,
but how do you know? Are you sure, though? Because maybe they just, like, listen to every episode, and you don't, like...
I don't know, they've never told me before, and then it's always after that one episode, like, oh my god, I heard this episode.
That's why also, like, I wanted to do a podcast with you, because you said, like, oh, it's really cathartic, and, like, yeah, it'd be fun, but then I was like, damn, I'm, like, a pretty private person, like, this makes me kind of nervous.
Well, I mean, you could do a podcast about other stuff that doesn't involve talking about your life and stuff. I just...
Yeah, but I feel like it always comes out, like, you're having a conversation, like, it's gonna come out, like, organically.
If you do it this style, yeah. But there's, like, if you, let's say we did one on data analysis or something.
Yeah, if you're, like, talking about the news, why would you pick
Because that's what you work. I don't know. Just first thing that popped in my mind. Okay, skateboards. If we did a podcast about skateboarding, you wouldn't really have to bring up anything about your personal life when it comes to skateboarding.
But what if I was, like, talking about, like, this weekend I went skateboarding?
I mean, then you could tell your story, but omit the things that you think would be crazy, I guess. So... But yeah, that's pretty much the story for why I stopped podcasting for the past 3 months. I do love podcasting, so I do want to get back into the flow of it. It's just a matter of what I want to do next and how I want to go about doing it and being able to have a consistent schedule on doing that. So until that happens...
You're going through a rebrand.
Yeah, I guess so. But I kind of like the idea of just getting guests and doing this with guests. Because I know a lot of musicians and like people in the city who do like music and stuff. I feel like that would be a good avenue. And I know a bunch of creatives as well, too, who don't just do music. Like, they do art and stuff. So, it's a good way to promote their stuff as well, too. So,
Girl in the park with the
pants. Yo, relax. Oh my gosh. Man, you know what happened? It was, okay, so we were at the park chilling, we're drinking.
I was not. Well, I just, like, came to meet you.
Yeah, you came, yeah. And I introduced her to, like, some people that I knew, and...
For five seconds, and then you were like, yo, I gotta go to the bathroom and fuel my drink.
So
I was standing there.
She's holding my drink, I go to the bathroom, and I get into the line, and this girl turns around, and she goes, nice shirt. And I'm like, oh, thank you. And I was like, nice pants, because she had these pants that were full of colors and stuff. And she's like, yeah, I saw you earlier with that shirt on. And I just wanted to, like, say what's up. We're doing an art gallery type thing down at our picnic table if you want to come check it out. And I was like, yeah, sure. Because she's like, mad cute. So I'm like, well, obviously I want to go check it out. So me and her start chatting. And then she invites me over. So I go over. And then she starts asking me about, like, my creative side and, like, what I do as a creative. And I was telling her, like,
yeah, but the point is I was there. With these people, okay, I had met let me
finish my story, and then you can tell your part, because then that makes it more, yeah. But, yeah, so we're chatting, whatever, and I'm telling her about what I do creatively, and I told her, like, I'm a writer, I did some podcasting, and then she was telling me about her art gallery, which is about why do people, like, what is it that holds people back? Like, what is it that keeps people from doing what they want to pursue? And then she goes about, like, what they're doing and what the purpose of their whole thing is. And then she starts, like, she's like, oh, let me do an interview style with you. So she, like, pulls out her phone, like, we start doing an interview. And then my phone is actually, like, buzzing at this point. So, like, in my pocket, I can feel it ringing. I can feel me getting, like, multiple text messages. But it was a video recording and an interview. And I didn't want to just, like, fuck up the flow of the interview. So I just couldn't answer. Oh. And then 5 minutes later... The short girl just starts stomping over.
Short girl.
Papa! What the fuck?
You literally left me with these people that I met like 2 seconds ago.
I know, that's
my like, bad. For like almost an hour.
I know, that's my bad. Okay, was it? Whoa, let's relax.
It was like 20 minutes.
No, it wasn't that long. It was a good 20 minutes for sure.
No way.
My piss was like...
Okay.
5-10 minutes, maybe? Because I was talking to her in line. No. And then when I went over, it was like 20 minutes of the interview, and that was it.
Okay, fine.
So it was 30 minutes. Mm. 30 minutes. We'll settle on 30 minutes.
It was like 30.
But yeah, so I left her with these random people that she didn't know. And I felt bad after, though, because I didn't mean to. I was just drunk and in the moment and, like, having
everyone
a good conversation.
Everyone was like, did he leave? And I was like, yo, I'm going
to fucking die. Yo, imagine I did leave, though. I just ditched you and just, like,
well, that's what I thought. I thought you went to go meet, like, other people.
Yeah, because you're supposed to go meet our boss. I don't know if I can say his name on this, because he might listen to this one.
I feel like you said that so awkwardly, and I feel like he will listen to this.
Now that I said that, maybe we'll see.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I feel like just because...
Well, we're not talking shit about him, so...
You know, but I feel like he's like, oh man, they're recording a podcast. I gotta see if they're talking shit about me.
I don't even think Nick's going to listen. Oh, shit. Whatever. Maybe I should cut that last part out, though.
But yeah, I don't think he cares.
I know. But,
I mean, definitely everyone from work is listening to this.
Probably.
Well, no, they said...
Oh, you asked them?
No.
Well, I know Maude's going to chat in. Yo, we're name dropping like crazy man. Anyways.
Are you not supposed to?
No, you can. I just don't know if they want their names dropped.
Oh, okay. Shout out Ahmad.
Ahmed. But yeah. I guess we can talk about your personal life, because you actually have a pretty interesting life that you're living right now.
Me? I have an interesting personal life?
Yeah, you're in the 1%. You own a house. Oh. Let's start with that.
Cut that part.
But you do own a house, though. Let's talk about, you're doing boxing, you're doing tennis. What kind of made you want to get into both of those things right now? Specifically boxing, because, like, female boxing is very rare. Yeah.
It's rare? I feel like it's not as rare as you think.
I haven't seen many female boxers.
Well, I don't know, I feel like you're not, like, in the box, like...
I'm not in the boxing
scene. You're not
scene.
In the boxing oh, I mean, scene, I guess. But I don't know, like, there's girls at my gym and stuff. That train, but I don't know, I got into boxing because I was playing tennis last year, and then I was like, I want to play winter. I was debating whether to play winter tennis, but okay. The winter tennis membership fees are like a lot, so then I was like, but I always wanted to try fight. I like to fight.
Finishing you. Used to beat people up in elementary school. You did.
You're cutting that part out.
No, I'm not. Yes, you did beat people up.
You're cutting that part out.
I remember getting bruises and shit.
Okay, chill. Yeah, you're cutting that
part out. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but right now I feel like I have like way too many extracurriculars. Like I feel like I need to focus on one thing and I'm just not focused.
Don't you have a fight coming up too?
No, I don't have anything scheduled. Honestly, I don't even know. Like, I feel like I haven't been training as much as I should be.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if I'm going to get there.
Okay, so you're mostly playing tennis right now is what you're saying.
But, like, I mean, yeah. Well, yeah, I'm playing tennis. But, no. I mean, like, I spar and stuff every week.
Mm-hmm.
Every other week. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes I don't have, like, someone to spar with, so. And also, sometimes, like, well, actually, like, lately, more recently, I've been getting, like, really bad headaches.
Yeah, that's not,
Yeah.
That's not the best, for sure.
And then I was, like, and then I'm, like, looking at Excel spreadsheets all day, so.
You can't focus.
Yeah, it wasn't
where are these dots coming from?
It actually was.
Why is my screen melting?
It really wasn't good. Oh, it really wasn't good.
I think the biggest issue that you were saying was that, like, also for your height, it's hard to find someone who's at the same body weight to fight for boxing.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, like, I'll still spar with, like, bigger guys or whatever, but then they're just, like, working on their defensive movements.
Oh, wait, you can spar with the dudes?
Yeah, I mean, they're not, like, hitting back. It's just, like,
they're just blocking.
We're just
whatever?
Like positioning in the ring and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I always thought about wanting to do boxing. But then you told me about the headaches and shit. And I remember the last fight I saw was, I think it was Ryan Garcia against Tank. And he hit him with a liver shot. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I want to fucking get one of those.
I don't know. I feel, but that's the thing. I feel like a lot of it is like mental too. Because sometimes I'll like have like a couple. Like, I'll be like, fuck, man, I'm not doing well, you know?
Yeah.
And then you kind of just have to, like, get over that hump and be like, or, like, I'll get hit really bad, I'll be like, fuck it. You just have to, like, mentally, like, get over it.
Because people also, boxing seems fun until you realize that you also have to get hit. Like, in your mind, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to be able to hit people. Then you forget that, like, the other person's also trying to fucking
hit you.
You
have to, like, enjoy it, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, yeah, if you don't enjoy it, that's, like, you probably can't get over that hump mentally.
I mean, if you ever do fight, though, I'll be ringside checking it out.
I don't know. We'll see.
Find someone, yeah, that'd be sick.
I'm, like, 31 now. I feel like... I don't know. I feel like it's hard. Like, I feel like if I was, like, 5 years younger... I don't know.
Sounds like you're talking about dating.
What?
You're like, I'm 31, it's hard now, I feel like I was 5 years younger.
No.
All those can apply to the dating scene, too. But I did want to talk about the girl who peed on the street a little bit, though. Because you did bring up, we watched a video earlier, you did bring up a point that was actually pretty interesting.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
But yeah, for those of you who don't know or who haven't seen, there was a girl who was going to Six Donuts on King Street West, I guess. And she was very drunk or high or something. And she decided to just like pee right in front of the store because she couldn't hold it anymore. And then as she got up and like pulled her pants up, she just literally starts yelling the N-word at an obscene rate. Like she... Basically, if you know I Am Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy, that's all she could say, but like replace Groot with the N-word.
Why?
And like that is how you would describe what happened.
Oh my God.
So she was basically just dropping the N-bomb and then like randomly would hit people on the street with her Louis Vuitton bag, and like chase people down randomly and people recording. It's actually one of the funniest videos I've seen in the longest time. But,
like, was it funny or was it sad?
It was funny because of how sad it was, but, like, it was just funny. I don't know. It was just hilarious to me. Like, people who are that racist are just funny to me because it's, like, you're just that dumb that it's just hilarious. Like, all I can do is laugh. Like, why would I be upset about that? I'm just going to laugh. Like, I don't know you. You're just literally dropping the craziest N-bombs. Like, there's clearly something wrong with you. So, all I could do was laugh. But yeah, no, we were discussing it earlier, and I don't even remember if it was me or Amadi brought it up, but you were saying how...
Yeah, because someone said, like, oh, imagine, like, you just, like, go out on a weekend and then, like, wake up the next day and, like, see these videos of yourself on the internet. Like, but, like, it's not like you wake up one day and realize, like, you're racist. Like, you're just racist, like, on the inside, and then, and then you drank, and all your inhibitions are gone, and now, like, it came out, you know? It's not, like, drinking caused her, or, like, whatever she was on, like, caused her to, like, say those things. Like, obviously, like, that's what she was already thinking.
Yeah. She's definitely harboring those sentiments beforehand, so... I just want to see how the story develops, because they found her Instagram, and people have just been commenting, like, the funniest things under it. And I guess she hasn't found her phone, because in the video, she throws her phone down randomly for no reason. And then, like, later on, she's trying to find her phone. He's like, where's my phone? Where's my phone? But yeah, I guess she hasn't found it because she hasn't made her page private. I feel like that would be the first thing you did if you started getting, like, thousands of comments under all of your photos of people just, like, making fun of you and shit. So, I guess, yeah. I guess she hasn't found it or whatever, but... she's definitely going to lose her job. That's for sure. That's 100%. Oh, my God. You know what that story reminded me of?
What?
Yo, remind me of the fact that I feel like I need to take a break from drinking myself, too, though.
Oh, yeah, true.
Like, we've been going hard for at least I have for the past, like, month.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't been going as hard as you. I've been drinking more often, but, yeah, I haven't been going that crazy.
Yeah, I definitely need to take a bit of a break, but...
Because, yeah, if I, like, wake up the next day and I don't do shit, I get so mad at myself.
That's the worst part about drinking. It's not even so much that it's...
I don't think I get mad at myself. I just, like, I hate feeling... Like,
You hate feeling like you wasted a day just not doing anything.
Yeah.
Lounging around when you could have done a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
I also get agitated, too, whenever I'm hungover.
You get hangover anxiety?
Sometimes. Depends.
I was talking about this with someone. I always get hangover anxiety. Well, not always. I just, like, I feel like I talk. Oh fuck! I feel like I keep squeaking this chair.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you only did once.
No, I've done it like 2 times already. But anyways, I feel like when I drink and then I like talk a lot, And then I'm like, fuck, what did I say that like, when we went out that one time.
Yo, that one night you were, that's you the were most telling, lit ever.
No, not that time.
Oh, okay. Whoa, so what's this other time then?
No, we went to Churchill and you told me like, oh, you were giving that girl advice and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And I was
yeah,
like,
yeah,
I yeah. don't even remember what I said to her and I hope she doesn't take my advice.
That time wasn't like, that bad though. You were just telling
me. No, it wasn't
that
like, bad, but yeah. I just mean like I woke up and you told me like I was giving her advice. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know the fuck I said to her. Yeah. She doesn't take my advice.
I kind of felt like that a little bit after last Saturday when we were at what was it, Mahjong or
no, we were at Mordecai.
Mordecai? Okay, yeah, when we were at Mordecai. Cause towards the end of that
wait, you weren't even talking that much.
I know, that's the point, though, because at the end of the night, I blacked out a little bit. I don't remember every single detail that happened at the end of the night. So that's where I was kind of confused. But, I mean, I seemed fine, like, when I got home. So I was like, oh, I probably didn't do anything, because when I get quiet, like, that's when I know, like, it's time for me to go home, because I'm just
you weren't super
I'm too lit at that point.
Like, honestly, I went home and I ate, and then I went to the gym in the morning, which was terrible.
My problem was I totally forgot to dissociate the fact that I was day drinking we're still going at night. That was my biggest issue.
But I feel like once you get started, you're just like, damn, alright.
Yeah, you just keep going. And then at some point you should cut yourself off.
Wait, so you're going to how long are you going to take a break for? Are you going to take a break or are you just going to take it easy?
This weekend for sure I'm taking it easy. I'm not doing squat.
No, but I mean like, are you like not drinking or are you just going to drink just a bit, you know what I mean? Like,
oh no, I don't know. I think I'm gonna hold myself only to people's birthdays and like major events. I think that's it.
For how long?
For the summer.
For the rest of the summer?
For most of it. Or maybe for just the second half of June and like maybe early July. I don't know, I'm not gonna go the whole summer because obviously the further we get into summer, more people are gonna do stuff. But.
Yeah.
But I'm never gonna like take it easier than it happened. That's for sure gonna happen.
Yeah.
Because I drank last night, too. And, like, this morning I felt friggin'
wait, what'd you
tired
do last night?
Oh, my God. Can I even talk about this right now? I went on a little date yesterday.
A little date?
Yeah, it was a small date.
Okay, how do you know this girl?
So I met her on the street, but she's not a hooker. So
this is, like, so crazy to me.
Okay.
If a woman ever said that, I met this man on the street... And, like, I went on a date with him.
Okay,
like,
so what happened?
I feel like, girl, are you fucking out of your mind? Like,
No. What happened was I was coming home from my brother's place because his friend had a barbecue. And I hopped on the streetcar. And when I was on the streetcar, I think I was just so intently focused on, I guess, social media. I don't know. I was kind of drunk to the point where I was just, like, super focused on what I was doing. I missed my stop at, like, 3 stops. And I was like, oh, shit. So I got off and I just started walking home. I was like, whatever, I'll just walk the rest of the way because it was a nice night out. But then I also said, oh, I want ice cream. So I was like, let me go see if I could find some ice cream at a convenience store.
This man has a fucking ice cream. Why? We just talked about this. But how is your MO? And you're telling me it's not your MO. And now you're telling me you went on a date with this girl and you met her when you were getting ice cream.
But I was getting ice cream from the store. I wasn't going on a date with her to get ice cream, though. So it's two separate issues. One is me going on, like, ice cream dates. And then the other one is me just trying to get ice cream, and I happened to stumble upon meeting someone.
On a new date.
No, that's how we got to the date, though. We didn't
go. Girls, women out there.
Beware of me asking you out on a date for ice cream.
Beware of Papa and ice cream.
It's a nice date. It's easy. You have to talk to people. It's fun. Who doesn't like ice cream?
I just find it hilarious that you were like, that's not my
I know, but I, okay, but
and
I did.
And then I was getting ice cream and I met this girl.
Honestly, that's part of the reason why I didn't want to tell a story because we were talking about the ice cream thing and I was like, in the back of my mind, I was like, shit. I was getting ice cream that day and I don't want to put that part into this. But I have to. It's like such a crucial part.
Why didn't you like be like, oh, I just like stopped at the dep and like wanted a cold drink? Like,
because no, that's lying. I don't like to lie.
Oh, okay.
I can't. I'm a terrible liar.
It would have saved you. Like,
if I lie, you can pretty much tell I'm a terrible liar. Like,
yeah, I know. Okay, I know because
don't bring that one up here. We can't discuss that one. That one I'm taking to the grave.
Wait, why? Everybody already knows this story.
Wait, which story? Are we talking about the same one?
No, I'm talking about when we were in the office last week. And we were like, we were all talking, the three of us, and then you get up out of nowhere and like start walking towards the door. And then we were like, oh, like, where are you going? you were like, I'm going to go get lunch. And we're like, oh, okay, where are you going? We're like, we'll go with you. We're also hungry. And you're like, oh, actually, I'm going to go get ice cream with this girl.
Okay, but that's
a terrible lie.
I know, but you know why? Because 90% of the time when I tell you guys I'm going to grab something, no one comes. So I'm like, oh, let me just say I'm just going to grab food, and then they'll just be like, cool, see you later.
Yeah, but see, like, you lied. And that one time, you lied in that instant.
I know,
and that's right, you're a terrible liar. But that was, like, so awkward. You literally just got up and were like...
I didn't know how to break that, so, like, I didn't even know if I wanted to say that.
But why didn't you just say it to begin with? Like, I'm just going to go get ice cream. Okay, yeah, anyway, so your date, you met this girl, you were getting ice cream.
Yeah, so I was getting ice cream, and she was like, oh, I like your shirt, and I was like, hey, thanks. And
then, I'm liking your shirt.
It's because I wear nice shirts, yo, that's my vibe. That's my M.O.,
actually.
My M.O. is my shirts. That's what it is.
Nice shirts
and like, every 5 minutes, someone
was like, someone's like, nice shirt. Yeah. That was the same one at the park that I wore, too. And yo, Medieval Times. Some dude from Medieval Times was like, I like your shirt, Milord. Yeah, we're like, he's like, what was it, Milord or some shit? He was like, sir, I like your shirt or something. I was like, hey, thanks, man. Yeah, something like that. But yeah, so I wanted to get ice cream from the convenience store, and then but the door was locked because Buddy was counting the money. So me and this girl were talking. She's like, nice shirt. And I was like, hey, thanks. But I didn't say anything back. And then she was like. Then she was like, oh, okay. And then she just, like, left. And it was her and her friend, and they were, like, chilling by the side, like, dancing or whatever. And then she came back when the guy opened the door, and then...
They were just dancing outside of a convenience store.
Yeah, they were drunk. They were trying to find a... They were waiting for their friend. They were waiting for their friend.
They were just waving and vibing.
Okay. Yeah, they were waiting for their friend.
It sounds, like, really weird.
They were waiting for their friend. They're pre-drinking, because they were going to go to this under the bridge... What do you call it? Under the bridge. Yeah, that's what I thought at first. But no. It was under the bridge rave. Under the bridge rave. It was an under the bridge rave. No, it's not a homeless person. No. It was an under the bridge rave.
You set that up really weird.
I know, that's how the story
went. You really
went.
Set that up super weird.
Oh, man. Anyways. So the guy opens the door, goes in, I think she was buying smokes, I was like, I'm gonna grab ice cream, asked her if she wanted one, she's like, no, I'm good.
Do you want to go to Forest?
I'm good. So she grabs the stuff, she leaves, and then I come outside, I'm eating the ice cream, I decide to go like chat her up, so then me and her start talking, and then she introduced me to her friend, and yeah, she's like, tell me about her life or whatever, and yeah, then we exchanged numbers before I left, and we planned to go on a date, and that date happened yesterday.
Cute. Where'd you go?
Originally, we went to Kraft on Young and Adelaide.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, went to Earl's for a bit. But she says she's not a fan of like big, like spaces like that. So what? Like she's like more into like smaller like intimate bars.
Oh. So why'd you go there? I feel like that's like the biggest
thing. I didn't know. So originally, it was a last minute thing because I was going to the conference and I thought I was going to go to Lavelle after because that's where the after party was. So I was waiting on that to see if that was going to happen. And then during the day, our boss told us, he's not going to go. So I was like, okay, then like I'm not going to go, obviously. So I told her, I can meet up for the date. And her original idea was like, we can grab a beer and then like walk down the street or whatever and just like chat.
And go for ice.
So I was like, oh, like, well, the Kraft is, like, the biggest beer spot I know, so why not go there? And it's usually pretty lively. So that's why I chose there originally. But she said she liked Earl's vibe.
True.
So.
Yeah, I like Earl's patio.
Yo, they didn't believe my name was Papa.
Who?
At Earl's, yeah, I know. At Earl's. So I gave them my name, and then they're like, okay. So then they showed me to the table, and then she went to the bathroom, and then when she came back, she, like, asked them, like, where Papa is, and like, oh, are you looking for Poppy? And then she starts laughing. She's like, yeah, I'm looking for Papa. And like, that's actually his real name. She's like, no way. They're like, I did not believe that was his name whatsoever. Like, we totally thought it was a fake name or whatever.
Oh my God.
And I was like, yeah.
Did you pay for this date?
Yeah, of course. A man always has to pay for the first date.
I mean...
She paid for the second round of drinks, which is okay, fine by me, but...
Like, I think it's whoever invites.
I'm gonna pay... Sure. Okay. Okay.
But I feel... What, you don't think so?
Not...
Has a girl ever paid it for a first date for you?
Not a first date, no. A girl's taking me out on a date, though. Like, paid for... Like, she asked me out, and then she paid for the entire thing. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like, I kind of like that.
Okay.
But yeah, not a first date.
Oh, really?
Why do you think it would be the other
sad
way, though?
For you.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just kidding. No, I don't know. I was just curious.
I feel like in a heterosexual dynamic, the man should pay for the first date. And he should be the one to ask on the first date, too.
I'm fine with
the girl asking, but like...
Okay. I feel like some guys are weird about girl asking.
Depends on what girl. Depends on what girl, to be honest.
Depends how hot she is.
To be honest, yeah. So, I feel like that's where the difference is. Why do you think it's weird, though? Like, what we're like...
I don't think... Wait, what?
Like, have you asked a guy out on a date? Just in general. Like, we're not talking on a specific thing. Just if you've ever done it in your life. You don't have to give an example.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Like, and that guy acted weird about it? Or, like, is that what you're saying?
No. I was like, telling my other friends that I asked them, and then they were like, oh, that's so weird. Like, I don't like it when girls do that.
Yeah. I honestly really think it depends on the girl. And, yeah. It is a little bit different. Cause, I don't know. There's something, like, not emasculating about it, I want to say, but there's something...
No,
like,
that's what they said. Like, that's what they said, and I feel like that's so weird.
It's not the regular dynamic. There's just something that, like, takes the power out of it. Like, I don't know. I feel like...
Oh, so it's about
there's like an accomplishment feeling when a guy does it. There's an accomplishment feeling when a guy does it. But when a girl asks it, it's kind of just like, I don't know, like, I feel like I was chased in that situation. I don't know.
Oh, you don't like to be chased?
No, not like that, usually. But yeah, if she's cute enough and she asks me, I'll be like, sure, why not? But it's not a regular occurrence, so.
Want to go on a date?
Let me get back to you on that.
You already went on a date with her. You went for ice cream.
I know. But yeah, is there anything else specifically that you want to speak about? The floor is yours. Otherwise, we can cut it.
Specifically? I don't think so.
Well, like any topics, like world affairs or like...
World affairs?
The gender war that's going on.
What's the gender war? Like this whole, like, gender war of like whether you can ask a guy out.
Yeah, like shit like that. Like, I feel like the social media is so hell-bent on like, this is why you should hate girls and this is why you should hate guys. And like this... And like people are...
Yeah.
I people are
if
like,
he wanted to, he would.
I feel like people are just focusing on like the shittiest people and like making that be like the norm when it's not really.
He loves saying that so like ironic. But,
honestly, that phrase is
so funny.
Pretty funny though.
You find it so funny.
If he wanted to, he would. It is pretty jokes.
But that's not like a gender war.
That one, like that phrase, or just
no? Like, just I mean, what you're talking about?
No, I mean like it's a gender war online. It's not like a real gender war
online.
People aren't killing each other over it, but.
True, I guess.
It's just people taking like shitty takes and making.
Yeah, but
it
I mean that's
cool.
Just like social media. Social media is just like
I know that's what yo. I feel like I need a break from that shit too.
And I feel like people who get their like life advice from social media, like you shouldn't do that.
Don't get advice from Marianne when she's drunk.
Yeah, don't get advice.
And
but listen,
don't get it from social media.
Listen, if you take one piece of advice from me, it's don't take advice from other people. Nobody knows what they're doing more than
most
you.
Of the time, yeah,
like
that's
true. Nobody knows. Like I take financial advice from my mom and like training advice from my coaches, but like in terms of like life advice, relationship advice, like and like friendship advice, any like nobody knows more than you.
For the most part, yeah.
Like nobody knows your life more than you know your life.
Yeah.
See that chick on King Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone knows her life now.
Yeah, but like, don't like, yeah, if people are saying like all this stuff on social media, this like advice that people are trying to give, it's like generalized, like they don't know you or your situation. Oh, I feel like I was talking about this recently, like, about, like, how everybody perceives reality differently.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, even if, like, there's, like, a similar situation, like, two people experience the similar situation, like,
totally
different. They can perceive it, like, totally differently. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah. You can't really, like, take advice from people. Because, like, they might think your situation is, like, similar to them. But, whatever.
Yeah. That's actually true, though. Because so many things that just color how you view the world.
But I feel like that's, like, I feel like it, that's, like, when I was young, like, in my 20s. Like, I would always, like, I'd always, like, talk to people, like, about situations and stuff. And, like, try to get advice from other people. Like, part of turning 30 was, like, I don't care what other people think.
Yeah. Honestly, that's the biggest change about being 30 and, like, getting older. Yeah. You just don't give a fuck about what everyone else does.
I feel like growing up, I thought, like, I didn't care what people thought. And then I turned 30, I'm like, and you're like, you realize, now you really don't give a fuck.
When you're younger, you're trying to, like, socialize and be more in with everyone. And then the older you get, you realize you don't need to do that whatsoever. And you'll still be fine. So.
Yeah, but I feel like that's, like, the biggest thing about turning 30. Really just, like, nobody knows what they're doing. Everything on social media is fake. Like, don't, like.
Most of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Why'd you come back? Because you took a break for so long.
I didn't have social media for, like, 2 years. It's hard to keep in touch with people, though. That's a thing.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Fair point.
I feel like I might, like. And I don't even, like, have... And you know what? I once watched, like, a TED Talk about, like, how you can only, like, meaningfully, like, connect with, like, 150 people or something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't really have, like, that many, like, people on socials and stuff.
Fair enough.
Like, all my stuff is pretty private still.
Is your page private?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because, like, I follow you, so I don't even know.
Yeah. Yeah, but it is harder to keep in touch with people without social media.
Yeah, you and your secret group chats and shit.
My secret group chat.
Why didn't you wish our one friend to have birthday? Oh, yeah. We actually have another group without you guys. Fuck you guys.
No, it was just like we made plans recently.
I know,
so
yeah.
It's
whatever. I don't really care.
Sounds like you care.
it's a girl thing.
It sounds like you care, though. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I guess we can end it on that. We are 45 minutes in. I think that's a good place to...
And then you're going to cut some of it out.
So okay. Like, I'll go through and edit this shit. No, it's not going to be that short. It's still going to be at the 40-minute mark. But yeah. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, anytime. Thank you, Tiff, for hosting.
Shout out, Tiff.
I feel bad, though. We kind of ruined her plans, yo. Like, she had major plans afterwards, and she had to stay for us. I feel like a dick for recording this.
I mean, like, that's your fault.
I'm super grateful. Oh, yeah, it's my fault. The girl who wanted to be on the podcast and then got super shy about being on the podcast.
I am super shy. Man.
But, yeah, no, it was dope. I'm glad you came through. We'll see what happens from here on out. I don't know what I'm going to do with my podcast, but I kind of like the idea of getting guests on and shit. And just shooting the shit. So,
yeah,
you won't hear from me next week. I know that much. I'm not saying tune in next week because that's not happening.
Yeah,
but,
don't tune in next week.
But whenever I do come back on this podcasting wave, you guys will definitely know about it. So appreciate everyone who tuned in, everyone who listened, and yeah, we'll see what happens next. Enjoy the rest of your lives.
See ya.
Peace.
Enjoy the rest of your lives. That's cute.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.